July 4th, 2016. This is the Morning Mix, JW with Christy Dilloway. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. November already. Ugh.
Amazing, isn't it?
It goes so fast.
It goes very, very fast. But it's going to be, well, we'll be doing the weather, so we're not going to speak the future yet, but it sounds like it's going to be pretty good.
Did you vote yet?
I'm voting right after the show. I filled out all my stuff. There are a couple of things I wasn't really sure how to fill out, and so Porkchop, my dog, I'd say, Porkchop, put your paw next to the judge you think's gonna. No, I actually voted for people that I knew something about, so it worked out okay. How about you?
I haven't filled it out yet because I have it on my desk, and I have a 4-page or 6-page in the Park Record voter guide, talking about all the candidates' issues. You know, the people that are running for things that I don't follow as closely.
Right.
But I have really enjoyed Renee and Leslie's show on this station.
They've done a great job.
Fill in a lot of those gaps where, you know, you want to know more about that candidate and those issues, but I wasn't doing my homework, so it was nice to listen to.
Yet again, another reason to support KPCW. And
you know, and today is a great day to support KPCW through LivePC, GivePC. How many emails did you get this morning from LivePC, GivePC?
Oh, I've gotten a ton, which is great. You know, I mean, we've got all these wonderful nonprofits and everybody's working hard. And you and I have been on boards of nonprofits. We know that they run hand to mouth, and it's not easy. But we have a really cool community here.
I saw Larry and Bob out on the street corner.
Yeah.
Did you see them by Colesport?
I did not. I came across Bonanza.
Oh.
Yeah.
I honked at them.
Did
in the
you?
Nice way. I do the honking like boop, 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 just to acknowledge that people are standing there waving.
Right.
In Boston, I hope they like that.
In Boston, no one honks without a hand signal.
Right, right. I was hoping that if you do it like in a rhythm, people would understand I'm not honking at the car in front of me, but at the people, those crazy people on the sidewalk.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of a political junkie, but I am totally blown away. I can't look at the news anymore. I mean, this has been, this election.
Fatigue?
Yeah, well, more than fatigue. I've just had it, so.
I think we're all going to go through withdrawal, though. If there's no more Trumpisms constantly, we'll be like.
I'll be absolutely delighted. Yeah.
You know, those late night comedy shows that are really doing a lot of good. Good skits based on the fodder they get.
So I've been staying away from the CNNs and all the different channels and things like that. But I was flipping through looking for a show last night, and I just hit this news station just for a second, and it was just long enough just to bang me over the head.
Curdle your stomach.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Melanie Trump was in Pennsylvania yesterday, and she is pledging as First Lady to combat cyberbullying. As First Lady, I mean, that's like, you know, that'd be like David Duke's wife saying, you know, we need to do a better job helping blacks integrate into the country. Or maybe that's not a good example. Let me think of another one. That would be like the manager of the Cubs wife saying, you know, we should have helped Cleveland, you know, and, you know, Cleveland, you know, they should have done better the other night. Maybe there's something we could have done to help them.
Way to make that timely and sports related.
Yes, yes, we're going to do it.
Less political.
less political. Yes, exactly, exactly.
So you're saying the Cubs won? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch anything, but I sure saw it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I know a lot of people from Chicago.
Oh, you do?
Apparently, because it all came out.
Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. So today we've got totally sunny, high of 59, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 33. Sunny tomorrow, high of 58 and mostly clear, low of 33 Saturday night. And again, Sunday, sunny, high of 56, partly cloudy Sunday night, low of 30. And then it continues sunny in through Tuesday. So I think it's time to go on those last fall hikes and do that last fall bike ride and...
This is good stuff. I mean, you wake up, it's chilly.
40-ish.
And then it gets up into those, you know, late 50s, early 60s. And if the sun is shining, it's just delightful.
Yeah, you just got to walk on that sunny side of the street.
Yeah. So here's what's cooking on the program today. We have our musical guest, and this is like the 111th show in a row we've had musical, live local music, is Steel Belts, and it's Eric Martin on bass and vocals, Ben Chapman, guitar and vocals, Will Rogers, yes, folks, the original Will Rogers on banjo, vocals, and he's gonna, I don't know, tell some Will Rogers stories. And then Cliff Buffington on guitar and vocals. Did I miss anybody? We got them all? We got them all. That's fantastic. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have weekend events, and we have Don Gomes, who is a sort of an institution here at KPCW, been with us a long time, used to be an announcer, used to be a DJ, and he's going to be talking about something important to he and his wife, the Entrada Institute. We're going to get a live update, live piece, live PC, give PC, and that'll be about 9:40. And then we have the linchpin of the music crawl. I mean, the real important thing are the venue hosts, and we have all three venue hosts here: Christy Dillaway, OP Rockwell, Juliana Alley, The Spur, and Jen Smith, who will be the venue host for Flanagan's, and looking forward to that.
Oh, I can't wait for the music crawl. That was so much fun last year.
Oh, I know.
It's gonna be so much fun this year.
Yeah. Well, this is KPCW in Park City, listening to The Morning Mix. We're going to scoot just for a little while to go to some underwriters. When we return, the music live in the studio, Steel Belts. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
This is KPCW News Director Leslie Thatcher urging you to support our great community by donating to your favorite nonprofits this Friday during Live PC, Give PC. I hope you'll remember KPCW in your giving. We've expanded our news staff and news coverage to fill a need no one else can, broadcasting timely local news and information. Remember, you can also pledge now by following the Live PC, Give PC link at kpcw.org. And thanks.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street, featuring traditional favorites as well as midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. We're joined live in studio by Steel Belts. We've got four swarthy gentlemen here ready to play a song, and I think we're going to start right off with some music. Take it away.
One, two, three, four. Turn up the music to 10. I had a night on the town like it was going out of style, and tonight I'm gonna do it again. Well, I woke up at Sue's feeling battered and bruised, and I didn't have a minute to spare. I got lunch with Amanda, dinner with Susanna, and dessert with my darling Claire. Now it's a Sunday night, and if I play my cards right, I'll be cutting the deck with Marie. Yeah, but my sweetheart Jen is getting off at 10, and I promised I was gonna be free. Got to the mall, and it was wild to wild, talking too many Bettys in sight. I met a sweet young thing, she works at Dairy Queen. She said, my mama's not home, I'ma be all alone. You bring a bottle of schnapps and a soda pop, and daddy, I can be yours tonight. Now I can't go to Frankie's on 3rd no more. This town is getting way too small. You see this girl named Grace, she threw a drink in my face, saying, why don't you return my calls? Bumped into June at the Silver Saloon, I said, I thought that you had you a man. She says, I hate to be sneaky, but I wanna get freaky, and he's back in Afghanistan. Watching my back, looking over my shoulder, I'm thinking I took it too far. I got a brick through the window from a girl named Linda, and somebody keyed my car. Got to the door at the nose to find a 12-gauge double barrel pointed at me. I said I'd love to stick around, but I'm heading out of town. See, the doctor says I better move away where the weather's just a little more balmy. So don't try to call me. My plane's taking off at 3.
Featured there on banjo and vocals, and I have to ask you, was that an original tune, and was that autobiographical?
That was original and only semi-autobiographical.
All right, well, there are a lot of pieces to that one, so let's get right into it. What, the Dairy Queen piece, was that autobiographical?
No, not that part.
Okay.
We have an endorsement. Yeah. For Blizzard. Right. So we gotta plug that.
Yeah, we just made like $1,000.
Okay. So we have we've got four guys here, and we've got a girl here, and so I'll just throw this out to us, and then we'll throw it out to all of our listeners. When you were in high school, did you ever go to a Dairy Queen and there's like a real handsome guy there, Christy, or guys like a real cute girl at Dairy Queen?
I'm going to jump in first.
Yeah,
I lived in Wilton, Connecticut. We did not have a Dairy Queen or any type of a business like that. So I missed all that. We had no liquor licenses either. So we had one pizza place that was just on the line with Norwalk. And you went there if ever you could. But I mean, I couldn't drink till I was 21. So I missed out on that whole part.
And that's why Connecticut is the least fun state in the union. I just looked
at a list
this morning.
Says the man from Boston.
No, I just looked at a list this morning. And Connecticut is the 50th most fun state in the union. The 50th.
Well,
on the other hand,
okay.
That puts you at number one on another list, right?
On another list.
Yeah, well, God only knows
it was
what
a leafy
be.
Bedroom community.
Apparently so. How about you guys?
Yeah, you know, growing up in small town Kansas, just okay. As you'd imagine. Yeah, after the football game, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Southern Illinois, we had like one of the oldest Dairy Queens like around. It was like, it had the old neon sign and like the big, you couldn't even drive through. You just had to walk up to it and sit down and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Eric, you're also with Grapegrass, and you guys seem to, we have a lot of movable pieces here and stuff like that. Tell us about, someone talk about steel belts and the genealogy that and how you all came together.
Yeah, so I met Will over here on banjo, playing at, you know, an open mic around Salt Lake, and we played together for quite a while, really just the two of us, so lots of bass and banjo duets. Not necessarily the most engaging musical arrangement, but, you know, over time we picked up Clint and Ben here on guitar, and things really flushed out and sort of became, I guess, sort of an ensemble type group. You know, we all do some singing and songwriting and switch around on instruments. And
I'm just envisioning, Eric plays this huge upright bass, and I'm just envisioning him kind of walking around Salt Lake with his bass, like like the lonely guy, like, will somebody play with me? You know, that's how you form a group.
That's bass players in general. Yeah. That's our existence.
Yeah. And, you know, Eric, you're a little shy. You need to come out of your shell there a little bit. Very good. Are you going to play another song for us?
Yeah. Yeah, we got another original here by Clint. Mm-hmm. You want to set this up?
Yeah, so...
Clint, just speak a little closer.
Just speak more into the mic while you're talking.
Okay, so... Yeah, well, we're going to play the song called Apogee, and if you don't know that word, it's a science word. This song kind of trades in a bunch of science and pseudoscience stuff. A little bit of astronomy, a little bit of neuroscience, I guess.
Watch out, JW is going to have you back for his cool science radio.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
You have to come back and explain the song.
I would love to write some more science-based songs and just play them for y'all. Okay, so yeah, that's it pretty much.
This is live on the local, live on the morning mix, and the band is Steel Belts. All right, Clint, we're ready to go.
Okay.
Things you never tell anyone.
You never tell anyone.
Each memory is a spark in the mind. Each memory is a spark. That's why I think of you most when it's mostly dark.
Yeah, mostly. What if love is like the universe with
no beginning, no end?
Just our
heavenly bodies pushing together and pulling apart again.
Yeah, well, that's how I first learned gravity.
You fell away from me.
Now anytime you wander into my field, I
pull you back down to me.
You fall on back to me.
The moon begins to wane. You are my light again.
Nice.
Very nice. Do you guys have any gigs you're playing out, and how can people buy your music?
Yeah, you know, we're actually taking a little break from playing around town to do some recording. And
then people can buy it.
Yeah. Get an album together. We've been playing together for about 2 years now, and mm-hmm. So yeah, putting together an album's long overdue, and yeah, I got a full list of original songs and music. And so
when you do get that together, can you bring us a copy and then we can put you on our playlist?
Awesome. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've been listening to Steel Belts. I'm just going to introduce them again so everyone knows who we're talking to. Eric Martin's playing bass and does vocals. Ben Chapman, guitar and vocals. Will Rogers back there on the banjo and vocals. And Clint Buffington on guitar and vocals. And I think you guys play often at like Hogwallow, Gracie's, Poplar Street Pub. We need to get you some gigs up in Park City that
we would
see
love
that.
It.
Do people, is it kind of a stand and listen? Because I wasn't sure if I would be dancing, and I'm a dancer, so maybe it's a little jiggy.
Yeah. We got plenty of dancing.
I think. Okay.
Wait a minute. You're a hula hooper. You're not a dancer.
Well, I moved to hula hooping as an ancillary part of the dancing because I dance all the time.
Right.
And that's kind of, I needed it to up it a little bit.
Clint, what's ancillary mean?
Ancillary?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Says the Apogee guy.
I'm going to say that ancillary
because Apogee was such a big word.
I didn't get Apogee.
I'm just going to take a wild stab here that it means like tertiary or extra to something.
Right. So the primary might be dancing and then the secondary might be hula hooping.
Yeah. When I step it up just a little bit or just, have to do something different.
Yeah. Okay, it's important. It's good to know. So we're a little loose on the morning mix. It's kind of the way we are, and that's just the way it is, I guess. You guys going to play a third song for us?
Yeah,
we'd love to.
Another one here by Clint.
Yeah, this is called Cairo Girl. It's part mine, part old-timey folk song from Southern Illinois, which is where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And it's just about, it kind of is the story of this guy who has his lover. They're happy, but then this woman comes along who's from Cairo, like the city. They live out in the country. And she like lures the woman, the guy's lover, away. And it's a little unclear if it's like a romantic thing or just friendship. And I stumbled upon some verses from this song in this old book, and I was just blown away by that like a song hinting at that kind of relationship would have come from such a place like 100 years ago. So I took some of those ideas and used it as the basis of the song. And so that's how it came about.
Christy, he's pretty heavy. We're definitely getting him on Cool Science Radio.
There's also a stopping point for a lot of the guys on the blues route going from like Chicago down to, New Orleans. They'd stop there, Memphis, St. Louis, everywhere.
Folks, if you're just joining us, this is Steel Belts live on the Morning Mix.
God, it ain't that hard, me to love a girl who don't love me. love a girl who don't love me. Love a girl who don't love me. God ain't that hard. Me to love a girl who don't love me. God ain't that hard. Love a girl who don't love me.
Right, very, very nice. Again, this is Steel Belt, and it's Eric Martin, bass and vocals, Ben Chapman, guitar and vocals, Will Rogers, banjo and vocals, and Cliff Buffington, guitar and vocals. You can catch this band regularly appearing at Hogwallow, Gracie's, and Popular Street Pub in Salt Lake.
Wow. And hopefully at a club near us. Anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for having us up here.
Oh, we love having you. We want to have you again, too. So.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks. Who's playing down in Salt Lake this weekend?
Goo Goo Dolls is playing tonight at the new Eccles Theater in Salt Lake.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a song for you now. This is Iris. And when we return, we'll have Don Gomes here from the Entrada Institute. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Stay with us.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want. Moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. That was Goo Goo Dolls. They're playing tonight in Salt Lake City at the new Eccles Theater. We want to tell you that today is Live PC, Give PC, and we welcome you to stop by the radio station from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a tour of the station and light refreshments, and maybe you'll meet some radio celebrities like myself or JW.
We're celebrities. Yeah. We're lucky we haven't been run out of this place, you know?
Well, this show is The Morning Mix, and our next guest is Don Gomes, and he is involved with the Entrada Institute. Entrada's mission has been to promote public understanding and appreciation of the arts and the natural, historical, and traditional cultural heritage of the High Desert Colorado Plateau. Entrada supports artists, writers, scholars, and scientists in their developing of new works. We want to welcome Don Gomes on the phone with us right now. Hi, Don.
Well, good morning. And sure, if you come and take the tour of the station, see if people's voices really match their face or not.
Well, people might remember Don Gomes was on the radio here for many, many years. And tell us a little bit about that. Remind the people like J-Dub who are new in town.
Sure. I actually started as the morning guy back in the 80s, sometime in there, and did it for a lot of years. And then when we had the Salt Lake station, I was doing two shows at once. It was a weird time. And then ended up, Leslie and I were co-hosts of the morning show. But I did a little bit of everything. I did production, program director, et cetera. Most of the stories that you've heard are probably lies, but we had a lot of fun.
So what I read in the bathroom wall, that's not true. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Good to know.
Who wrote it?
Well, you want to talk about the Entrada Institute and their upcoming event in Salt Lake on November 9th. Why don't you tell us all about that?
Sure. Well, first, the Entrada Institute is headquartered in Torrey, Utah. Raise your hand if you've ever been to Torrey.
It's
to Capitol,
beautiful,
Reef,
beautiful
National
place.
Park.
I love Torrey.
We live here full time now. My wife and I retired, whatever the heck that means, and we had always planned to be here. We've had a couple of places here. It's a wonderful scenic location. It also just has lots of creative people involved here. And the Entrada Institute was formed in early '90s. It was kind of a haphazard group of desert rats and folks who were really interested in. Indeed, in the mission that you pointed out there. And for the last 20 years has been much a part of the community in that the Saturday Sunset Series, other programs and artist-in-residence programs, scholarships, et cetera, Entrada has developed and has promoted. Well, a few years ago, the leaders of the Entrada Institute said, we need to dream big. And a piece of property was purchased, and there is a $1.2 million capital campaign underway to build a cultural arts performing center. The first phase includes a green room, which is actually built now. It's a straw bale facility, which is where the artists, like your previous guests, would warm up and hang out before they get on the stage, which will be built this summer as part of phase one. That stage will be big enough to present the symphony or the Ryrie Woodbury Dance Company is very interested in coming down and performing. So this is going to be quite the effort. Right now, the Saturday series gets anywhere from 50 to 100 people, depending on what the program is. The Women's Red Rock Music Festival gets 600 to 800 people. This facility will accommodate up to about 1,000 or so, but it's being built so that it can feel very intimate, so smaller programs can happen there as well. So, yes, we are doing lots of things to raise money, and my wife and I are very fortunate to have helped kickstart the financial end of things. On Wednesday, November 9th, Deb Thredy. Deb is a law professor at the University of Utah Law School. She's also a playwright. This is the fourth play that Plan B Theater Company has presented of hers. One Big Union was actually part of the American Playwrights reading program at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this past summer. We're very excited to see it. Plan B Theater Company very generously offers their preview performance to nonprofits, and our effort is this Wednesday, the 9th of November, and tickets are $100. It's a donation to Entrada, and they're available online only, www.entradainstitute.org. And we'd love to see you there. It's very limited seatings, but we think it's going to be a great show and a great chance to support not only Plan B, but the Andrade Institute as well. The Echoes Foundation has been very involved.
Don, if I could just interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
Is this at the Pioneer Theater, or where is the Plan B production going to be?
Thank you. It's at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center in downtown Salt Lake.
Okay, Rose Wagner. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
again, that's November 9th.
Studio.
And
theater.
One yep. big union. Can you give us a synopsis of what the, you know, maybe 30 seconds or less, what the play's
sure.
about?
It's the story of Joe Hill. Joe Hill was a union organizer 100 and some years ago in Utah. He was a labor activist. He was convicted of a murder he may or may not have committed, but he was quite the organizer and protester. This play will include some of his music, in fact, but it's a story about him and particularly about some of his personal relationships. So obviously, you don't necessarily get a whole life involved there, but it, Deb has a great sense of historic figures and themes and develops a real credible story on stage. So, yes, it's a story of Joe Hill. With the labor movement was very significant in Utah back in the mid-1800s. And the hope is, of course, that this will be another jumping-off point for Deb. She's really an excellent playwright. So it's Wednesday the 9th at Rose Wagner, but the tickets have to be purchased in advance online. So we're hoping folks will come down and...
And that was EntradaInstitute.org for the tickets?
That's correct, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in and letting everyone know, and it's great to hear your voice again on KPCW. How many years has it been?
Well, I signed off my last time in 2001 when Annie and I got married and went to Indianapolis. But, I always signed off with my signature of Remember Dreamers, Nothing That Is Need Be Just Because It Was. And so whether you're giving to KPCW or whatever your choice is, remember the nonprofits create the real soul of a community, and I hope that you'll be involved there and hope that you'll partake of the Entrada Institute's fundraiser as well.
All right, great.
Thanks,
Good
Don.
Luck with that, and thanks for calling. Great to hear
thanks
your voice.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix, JW with Christy, and I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe we have a live update of Give PC, Live PC. Caller, you are on the air.
Thanks so much. This is Ollie Wilder with Park City Community Foundation, and I am here to give you an update on Live PC, Give PC.
Ollie, what's going on? You got some great weather. You've got a leaderboard, which people have been jumping on since first thing this morning. I'm taking a look at your live updates. How's it going?
It's going really well. We've got all those people out on the street in their orange shirts reminding people that today is the day to go to livepcgivepc.org and give to all your favorite nonprofits, including, by the way, KPCW. And as of right now, we've raised a total of $342,000. There's been over 1,200 donors, and they've made over 2,600 donations. So that's cool. Each person is making generally more than two donations. And that's definitely something to do, is go on that site and check out the many nonprofits that you might want to give to.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Nuzzles & Company. They have 178 donors, so their average is down, but they've got a ton of people that are giving, which is really cool. And also, when you go to the leaderboard, you break this thing down into various pieces, caring for each other, like, you know, Peace House and People's Health Clinic, and then you've got Energizing and Enlivening. You've got Mountain Town Music, KPCW is an example, and Park City Film Series. So there's lots of ways to look at the data, lots of ways to investigate where you may want to put your money.
Absolutely, and that's all right there on the homepage on livepcgivepc.org. It is fun to see some of the organizations that are doing well. National Ability Center is up there on the Keep On Moving leaderboard, sponsored by Snow Crew. And Youth Sports Alliance is up there, too, Team Park City United. Recycle Utah is doing pretty well on the Protecting Where We Play leaderboard. Park City Education Foundation, which has people at the schools all over town raising money, they're doing well. So it's really fun to see. But, you know, help your favorite nonprofit to nudge up the leaderboard. Those are determined by how many donors those organizations get. So when you make a gift to that organization, you are nudging them up the leaderboard, and that gets them in line for some prizes.
Okay. And when do you stop accepting money?
Well, we never stop accepting
right.
money, but the day officially ends at midnight tonight.
Okay.
And our goal this year is $1.5 million. So with 340-some so far, we still have a ways to go, and we definitely need folks to get on there and do their thing.
Ollie, sounds great. Listen, have a good day and continued success. Is there a top-line goal for the day?
The goal is $1.5 million, and that's among the over 100 nonprofits that are participating.
Best of luck, Ollie.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, great update. This is the Morning Mix. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters when we return, the venue hosts for the Music Crawl. Stay with us.
Do comedy. No, it's not our way of slipping an ethnic slur past the censors. His name is actually Guido. And he's being joined by the lovely Frances DiLorenzo, who is a beautiful Guidette. Okay, that time it was us. But listen, you can't have Jewish and black comedians every time. It gets old. So think of the comedy shows on November 4th and 5th as the Rockies meets the Sopranos. In other words, maybe you should come to the shows because it would be a shame if you didn't and then something bad happened. The Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Hi, I'm Bill Rock, Chief Operating Officer of Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain opens for the 2016-2017 winter season at the Park City Base on Friday, November 18th and at Canyons Village on Wednesday, November 23rd. More information can be found at parkcitymountain.com.
Travel to another time and place with the Utah Symphony's performance of Dvorak's most beloved composition, the New World Symphony, featuring what many consider to be one of classical music's most beautiful melodies. Terry Fisher leads Dvorak's New World Symphony, November 4th and 5th at Abravanel Hall. For all Utah Symphony performances, visit utahsymphony.org. The Utah Symphony Utah Opera is a nonprofit organization and a sponsor of KPCW.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. This is KPCW in Park City. And joining us now are, well, the kingpins of this entire music crawl are our venue hosts. So they are here. Also, Larry Warren, who is the general manager extraordinaire. So let me introduce for you now, Christy Dillaway, who is a venue host for OP Rockwell. Juliana Allely, who is the venue host for the Spur Bar and Grill. And Jen Smith, who will be the venue host once again this year for Flanagan's on Main Street, and Larry Warren.
Hey, hey, just in from the street corner, waving signs for Live PC, Give PC.
How did that go?
But that's another story. Well, yeah. It was cold early on.
It was
cold. Before the sun rose, but you jump around enough and have enough enthusiasm. And I want to thank the 70 so far who have donated to KPCW and the hundreds who have donated to everybody in town.
Yes, yeah.
So appreciate that, and that continues all day. But let's talk about the Music Crawl.
Yeah, if you haven't heard, we have the KPCW Main Street Music Crawl presented by Red Ledges. It's our second year. And at each location, we have a venue host, which is an integral part of the entire program because they kind of make sure everything happens the way it's supposed to happen at the venue. And the number one thing for happening is fun.
Get that party started.
Keep
that party going.
That's exactly
close
right.
Close that party down.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I guess that's three things, not one thing.
Those are three things, and we could keep going, I think.
Oh, yeah. You got to swirl around in the middle.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. I've been thinking about getting your groove
year,
on.
Yeah. You know, last year I was on crutches, but this year I'll have dancing shoes
oh,
on.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
So this is going to be a great year. Three venues and, four bands?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the music.
And talk about the bands and the music. That's what it's all about. It's
well,
the music
Christy,
crawl.
Let's start with you since you are at the top of Main Street at OP Rockwell.
Right. It's always better to start at the top and work your way down, I say.
Is
so
that what you
start
say?
Start at OP Rockwell. Yeah. We've got Break On Through, a tribute to the Doors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a band, Junior. A lot of people know Junior in town, and that's one of his iterations. So we're excited for that.
And then you can mosey on down the hill, and you could stop at the next location, which would be the Spur Bar and Grill. And we have a rookie, and that's and that's Julie. And yeah. Julie, before you talk about your venue, I got to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You are the most fun bean counter I have ever met.
I'm flattered.
No, I've known a lot of bean counters. And someone said, J-Dub, did you meet the new person in accounting? Says, No, I haven't. Well, this is, it was Larry. And Larry says, this is Juliana. And you and I met, you had this twinkle in your eye. I said, that's not a bean counter.
I do have a little bit of a personality beyond the Excel spreadsheets, yes.
Yes, you do. So, yes, you do.
It'll be on display at the Spur next two Saturdays from now. And I've got Rage Against the Supremes there. I'm a little unfamiliar with them, but they've got a pretty cool...
Always a fun band.
Yeah, they've got a great Facebook page.
Great dance band.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Mm. I've not been in the Spur since they've done their work, so I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Great, yes. It's
going Roger and I are going to go this weekend and check things out and get all the technical stuff
done. Do a site inspection?
We're going to do a pre-site.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And then you can continue to mosey down the hill to Flanagan's on Main Street. And if you didn't have enough decisions to make on Saturday the 12th for $35 and you get two drink tickets, you have one more decision to make. Am I going to go upstairs with Tony Oros? Or downstairs with
Sin City Soul. Ooh. And we had quite a crowd last year. I'm sure that we all had quite the crowd, but it was such a fun night. I just can't wait to do it again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when you walk into Flanagan's, you never know. Is Tony going to be Bono, or is he going to be Jagger, or is he going to be, you know, what's he doing upstairs? Because he's nuts and a great, great performer. And then Sin City Soul, of course, is a staple of Park City.
Absolutely.
Well, here's the thing. You don't need to choose because it's a crawl. You're supposed to go to all the venues. So you need to move around. And in the middle, when you're out on the street, you know, cause a little hoopla because it's November 12th. There's not a lot going on Main Street. Last year, we were Main Street. We were the event. Yep.
This is the all-time locals event. This is scheduled for when the town doesn't have a soul from out of town generally.
Right.
This is our party, and we take over Main Street. And if you talk to any of the restaurants or even other bars that weren't officially involved in the crawl, this generated a lot of business that nobody would have had otherwise. So it's a great event for the whole town, and you're going to see all your pals that you haven't seen all summer long. And as we get ready for skiing starting the next week, the timing on this dictates that this is us. This is our locals having fun together.
We are certainly willing to share our town with everybody. And a lot of people do come in. And it starts Thanksgiving, and it kind of goes until the beginning of April, and it ramps up again in June. And, you know, so we're happy when everybody comes into town. But we all hearken back to the day when we really kind of owned the city. And we didn't have to share it so much. And this is that event. It's local music, local venues, local people. And it's really, it's our town.
And, you know, we've changed it this year, and you can go into more detail. But everybody funneled through OP Rockwell last year to start things out. And that caused a bit of a backup at the door. So this year, you can start at any of the three venues. And that should speed things up by threefold. And register online. And here's a deal. If you're thinking about becoming a Broadcaster Club member, and remember, club members, you get in free. Just register with us and let us know you're coming, and we have a special entrance just for you.
A special entrance.
Red carpet.
And special people at the entrance.
Yes. And if you've been toying with becoming a member, if you sign up that night as a member, of course, then your admission will be complimentary.
Mm-hmm. So otherwise, admission is $35 at the start of the night. That price does go down during the night, right?
It does, yeah.
Like late, like at 11 or something.
As time moves on. Yeah. But, you know, $35, and I would remind everybody, you know, the number one objective is not to make money as a fundraiser, but this is a fundraiser for KPCW.
Right.
I mean, it's good for the locals. It's good for the folks. It's good for the venues. They're going to make a lot of money. Upper Main Street's going to make a lot of money. The bands are going to make money. But this is also a fundraiser for KPCW.
Right.
So $35, let's do it.
Consider the $35, now you don't have any covers, and you get two drinks. So there's your 35
And you get
bucks.
Swag.
And oh, swag. Right. So there's 35 bucks right there. Mm-hmm. And you can feel good about downing your drinks because you're doing it for the benefit of KPCW. Yeah.
And so you get those tickets on kpcw.org.
kpcw.org.
Click the music crawl.
Over on the right side is the music crawl logo. Click on that and get registered, and that'll speed things up at the door.
I'd like to throw a challenge out to the venue hosts. It's just an idea I just had, and that's if you start a Congo line sometime during the night and have somebody film it, and then we'll look at the three locations and the three Congo lines and the one with the most enthusiasm and participation and things like that, maybe we can have like a little special award or something.
Okay. I like it. I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
That's up to you guys.
You ladies. All right.
And Larry's right. It is up to you. We want the venue host to make their own decisions if there's, you know.
If we're having too much fun, we better dial it back a little.
It up. Got you, accountants. I don't know what we're going to do with you. I tell you, if you go to the Spur Bar and Grill, yes, you're going to have a good time.
You will smile. You will shake your booty. It'll
oh,
be great.
Yeah, exactly. And then, Juliana, after being a venue host, you're gonna go around and do all the counting
I'm
stuff.
I'm going to count all the money up.
That's
count up
right.
all those 35. So, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for the donations.
Exactly.
You know, and this is one of those events where really the fundraising side is just an extra bonus. What we want to do is just create fun events, like we do in the summer with the Summer Bash. We just want to get the town together and celebrate the fact that we all live in this great place and have a good time. So the fundraising is always important because that's what we rely on. Remember us today, live PC, give PC. but mostly this is just about locals having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Well, once again, we want to thank you for joining us. Again, go to kpcw.org, click on the green oval at the top right-hand corner, and you can buy tickets.
Yeah, and remember, JW and listeners, this sold out last year.
Yeah, it did.
Right. This year, we were turning people away. So
get your tickets early.
Get pre-registered before it happens.
Venue host Christy Dillaway, OP Rockwell, Juliana Alley, the Spur Bar and Grill, Jen Smith, Flanagan's on Main Street, Larry Warren, General Manager Extraordinaire. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you at the Music Crawl. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters when we return. Some final thoughts.
Hi, this is Ellen from Recycle Utah. Did you know it will take up to 500 years for an aluminum can to decompose in the landfill? Be kind to the earth and recycle aluminum, steel, and tin cans, as well as old metal appliances at Recycle Utah.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Park City Bike Demos, Kearns Boulevard next to Adolph's, parkcitybikedemos.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler. Estate Planning Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you. Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AM.
Our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Utah Symphony and Utah Opera.
And you are listening to KPCW in Park City. JW and Christy Dillaway signing off on the Morning Mix. Thanks for joining us this morning. Go to the Music Crawl. We're going to have some fun. NPR National News.